Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. I am Tamara Judge, and today we have the one, the only, Emily Simpson.
Hi guys, sorry. Oh my God, sorry about my voice.
She's a little sick.
She's filling in
for Teddy, who's under the weather. So we thought we'd get somebody, you know, that's sick.
More sick. We thought we'd get someone more sick than Teddy to fill
right?
in.
Right? There you go. Well, I will try to do most of the talking.
Okay.
Well, let's go right into The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, The Legacy, episode 4 and 5. There's only one more episode left in The Legacy show. They all think Kelly wants to show off her life. Dorinda says Kelly is acting like she is a business person while on the phone in front of them, while the rest of them are lazy. Dorinda also thinks Kelly is competitive to Kristen and wants to be part of the it crowd.
What's the it crowd?
I don't know. I don't know that there is an it crowd there, but
I don't know. But because to me, the it crowd would have been like the older women that have been on for a long time, because I feel like the younger ones are kind of like not in the it crowd.
Well, and not to mention, it's been a good 10 years at least since Kelly's been on
right?
TV, right?
So I don't know if Kelly's really like the it crowd.
I don't necessarily know if I agree that what Dorinda's saying about Kelly. But I mean, you know, we had Vicky for many years that would always step off to the side and do her business, and everybody knew just like whatever, right?
Oh my gosh. I remember when I first started filming season 13, all Vicky did the entire time was work on her like reports.
Yeah.
Like on a laptop. We were in Jamaica, and Vicky is like on her laptop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mad. I mean,
according to Bravo, March 3rd, 2021, Kelly sold $50 million in real estate in 3 months, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
During COVID, she did $42 million deals.
Why is she on Girls Trip?
$42 million deal in her building. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, so you did $50 million in 1 month and $42 million just selling her building. So, I mean, I don't know.
She doesn't need that crap.
I don't think so.
But I mean,
but you know what? Ultimate Girls Trip is a good gig because you get paid pretty well and you're gone for, I mean, it's like the most a 10-day commitment.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought like, oh, this is going to be fun. But I would have to say she's not coming across very well.
No. I liked her though. I met her at BravoCon. I really liked her.
It's so funny when you recap these shows and these people annoy you, but then when you see them in person, they're like, oh my God, they're so cool.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to tell. But Luann tells Kelly that she can't call Kristen a fan just because she did her homework. Luann says now they can all engage more with Kristen because she knows what is going on. I mean, this to me was just so stupid. Like, is it an insult to be called a fan? Is it an insult to be like, you know what?
I haven't
been on the show for a while. I'm going to watch a few episodes and.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I didn't understand why Kelly kept saying, this isn't what the fans want. I know the fan base. The fans don't want this. Do you remember her? She kept saying that. She kept referring to fans.
I mean, yes. She was telling Kristen how the fans feel. Right. It's kind of comical.
It is comical.
She's very unaware. The fans won't like you because you are not opening up.
Right.
I mean, coming from a girl that hasn't been on TV in a decade, it's like, okay.
Right.
The girls feel that Kelly thinks she's above everyone. And if you remember way back, the very early seasons of Roni, there was a sit down between Kelly and Bethany. And Kelly's exact words were, I'm up here and you're down here. And I feel like she has that same energy coming into the Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think it's a stretch, though, when Dorinda was saying that her being on the phone and doing business in front of them was to make them feel bad and lazy. Like, I feel like that's a stretch.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, if you have another business going and you have to make a phone call, then you have to make a phone call.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe it was way more than what we saw. Maybe she was sitting on the phone all the time. You never know what you see.
Right.
What really happens. Kelly says Dorinda called her the C word. Dorinda says she called her. I called you.
Right.
Dorinda said she watched Kelly on the Scary Island episode, so she knows what she is dealing with. I mean, is it worse to be called a or?
I don't know, but I learned that if you add a Y to a word, then it doesn't make it bad. So
You're like bitchy. It's like,
yeah, you're just bitchy.
I'm not calling you a bitch. You're just being bitchy. But it's a very narcissistic, manipulative way of saying things. It takes me back to my marriage to Simon.
Oh, really?
I didn't call you a bitch. I said you were being bitchy. No, you call me a bitch.
Right.
I mean, it always depends on the context of how it's being said.
Yeah.
And I don't think Dorinda was calling her the C word. I think she was just like, you're being.
Yeah, but then I feel like you're just splitting hairs at that point.
If exactly. Said,
or like you're still, it's still bad.
Yeah. And then the good old conversation about threesomes come up. And I think that has happened on every single housewife show across every franchise. Dorinda asked how many of them will admit to having a threesome. Luann says she went on a date with a guy who was investing in a new dating app for throuples. Now, Ramona had no idea what a throuple was.
Of course she didn't.
And she said, she can't even remember anybody's name. So she said she would not have a threesome because she likes the attention only on her. So Luann tries to tell a story, but Kelly is so unaware. She just totally interrupts it.
That was so bad.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. Didn't she even like ding on the glass or something?
She was like, yes, dinging on the glass. Like, yeah. And Luann's like, I'm talking.
Right.
I mean, I think she just made it quite clear. If it's not about Kelly, she doesn't give a shit.
Right. And she's clearly not paying attention to anything that Luann's saying at all. So.
And one thing I find very interesting is we're seeing a very calm Ramona.
Yeah.
She's not doing her normal Ramona stuff. And I don't know if it's just, you know, she's being edited that way, or do we just get a quieter Ramona?
Yeah, she's not really in the middle of things.
Did you ever see Scary Island?
No, I've never seen that episode.
I watched it years ago, but I haven't actually done the, you know, thing to rewatch it. Like, Dorinda
but I do think it's funny that Dorinda has it like playing, like while she's putting her makeup on, she's doing her hair, and then she watches the one episode and she's like, "I know who you are now."
Now, do you remember watching New York back in the day when Kristen was on it and the stuff about her husband came up?
No, I didn't watch that.
Okay. So Kristen says the only reason she didn't want to film Girls Trip is because she didn't want to talk about what went down with her husband. Now she does make a point. She's still married. She's the only one that is married out of the six women, and she stuck it out with him. So there was a big, Ashley Madison, I think it was called.
Yeah, Ashley Madison.
Is that what it was called, guys?
Yeah.
Ashley. Yeah. So he was involved in that. And there was pictures exchanged and emails exchanged, but he said he never cheated. Now, I think just being on that website is damaging enough.
Well, that's the question. What is cheating? is cheating when a married man gets on a website where you're explicitly looking for.
But do you know what that website was about?
Yeah,
it's about married people.
It's married men looking for
married people. Right. Yeah, it's like. Yeah. So, you know, if you're on that website, you know exactly what you're doing. It's a hard one, but I have to give it to her. They are still married and they're still together and they got past it. But she knew it was going to come up.
Okay, but here's what annoyed me. When you go on a Housewives or you're an Ultimate Girls Trip, I feel like there's really just two things that make you successful. You have to be friends with the other women and you have to be open about your life.
Yeah.
And she would not really answer questions. She just kept saying, well, that's my story. We're still married. And I don't like that. Like,
yeah, like, she didn't really get into too much about it. She knew it was coming. It makes her nervous. Her husband probably, she didn't want to paint her husband in a bad light and give too many details. I mean, if my husband did that, first of all, I probably would not still be with him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we all know if you run from something on reality TV, it only makes you look guiltier.
Right.
You know, so it's hard.
Okay. And did he not actually cheat because he got caught? Is that why there was?
I don't know those details. I think he just said he didn't cheat. And then the whole lid was blown off that whole organization. And a whole list of names came out about that. So I don't know if he got caught. I don't know exactly. But anyway, so Kristen tells Kelly to be vulnerable. Kelly says she is about to get married and Kristen didn't even ask. Kristen said she asked if she was dating and Kelly said, it's complicated. This is what confused me about Kelly.
Yeah.
Here you are. She has been married a long time. Here you are in love. You're going to get married. And people ask you about your dating life and you're like, oh, it's complicated.
Yeah. But then she also went on, didn't she say the other women all knew she was getting married and they were like, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Nobody.
But wouldn't that be like something you'd want to talk about? Like, here I am, I haven't been on TV in 10 plus years. I'm going to come on and be like, I'm so happy. I'm engaged. We're getting married and talk about him. And she's just coming off really weird.
Yeah, I agree really with weird. That.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly fighting for Jorinda's friendship was a little odd too. They have zero chemistry. She walks up to her, she hugs her and all this stuff. And everyone, I'm like thinking, what are you doing? She's hugging, she's shaking, she's moaning. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on here?
It comes off a little pathetic. It's odd.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Kelly and Kristen do not like each other. It's quite obvious. And, I don't think there's no reason for them not to like each other because they never really, you know, work together. Right. It's like, I just don't like you. She probably thought that she was going to be the quiet one because she's pretty timid. Kristen is in general.
Yeah.
And the rest of them would give her, you know, wouldn't give her the time of day, but it didn't really end up like that. So that was all of pretty much that episode.
Okay. One more thing though. What do you think about this? Because this bothers me. When there were multiple times when Kristen would kind of be in the hot seat and she would always say, guys, back me up. Who's going to back me up? That bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
does that bother you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, she wasn't really given enough information to the rest of the girls to be like, well, why don't you back yourself up?
Yeah.
Backing yourself up.
I just feel like there's so many times when you just have to fight your own battles and it's not about everybody else jumping in and saving you. You just have to do it on your own. You know,
I'm used to no one fighting my battles. So I don't understand that at all, but, so let's move on to episode 5. Now, are we loving Girls Trip? What's your thoughts overall?
Would I love a Girls Trip?
No. Are you loving this Girls Trip?
Well, No. Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, it's your opinion for sure. It started off with a bang, but I feel like, I don't know. I want more. I don't know if these certain girls, like bringing back, you know, Kristen and Kelly was the right move. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
But I don't know. Let's move on to episode 5. So it starts off, Kelly gives Dorinda a big hug the next morning. Talked about this earlier. Dorinda doesn't know what to expect with Kelly since she has mixed emotions about her. The hug was weird. It was long. She was shaking. She was like moaning, saying all these things. The first 3 minutes in and Kelly is bugging the shit out of me. Between putting her face in the ice bath and then having Martin do it and then going up to Dorinda and shaking her for an extended amount of time. I don't know.
When does she get out the love letters? Is that this episode?
Yes, it's this episode. Yeah. Okay. Did you notice Sonia taking a shit with the door open?
No.
I mean, Luann walking in and it's like, what is going on? You're taking a shit with the door open. I'm like, oh my God. Sonia's something else.
She really is. I've never watched much with Sonia, but she's a mess, man. She is just like a walking comedy show. She's a disaster.
Yeah. So they go surfing and Kristen really played it up like, oh, I surf, da da da. She gets out there. She sucks.
Yeah. Like all sucks.
She pretty much sucked. And then she loses her toenail.
Ugh. Oh, that was so cringy.
I mean, why do we have to watch the medic dissect the toenail?
I don't know. I couldn't even watch it. I had to look away. Ugh.
It's like, is this what we're watching right now?
That made like my vagina hurt.
And the girls gave zero shits. They were over there sitting there, not even helping her out. There was nothing. She's just over there screaming. Well, there's one thing that I did learn about Kelly is that she was an actress.
Oh my God, that movie?
That movie, yes. The Return to Innocence.
Was that real?
She surfed and then she died out in the sea and never to be seen again.
Does she have an IMDb?
I'm sure she does. Don't we all?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I think Shane has one.
I think everyone that's on TV.
It's so funny.
I think Ryan has one too.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So then they do a scavenger hunt and then all I can see is they do a flashback of me falling.
Oh, I saw that. Idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So they find objects like Sonia's diapers, her teeth, a prosthetic leg from Aviva. Gosh. And I'm like, okay. And then it ends with a FaceTime from Harry Dubin. He's the final clue.
Yeah. Do you find Harry Dubin attractive? Tamara?
No, I don't find it. How is he banging all these housewives in New York? Is there a shortage of men over there?
Right. It's like Orange County, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. But I do love how Sonia has no time for Harry. She was like, get to the point. Read the clue. Get the fuck off. Kelly gets the love letters.
The love letters were so cringy.
They were so cringy. And that was going to be my question to you. Is it a turnoff?
Yes. Yes. If Shane wrote me letters like that, I would be, please stop.
You know who used to do that was Brooks with Vicky.
Oh,
Go somewhere and she would open up her suitcase. There'd be all these letter envelopes in there and she'd open up one a day.
That's because he was hoping for hair implants or like some,
he got new teeth. I don't know. So Luann is annoyed that Ramona always wants to be the center of attention. She has to be in the middle of the pictures. She has to be in the middle of the table. I don't even know that I would notice that. One thing I have noticed, like there's certain people that want to be the first through a door.
Really?
On our cast.
Yeah. Oh, the first through the door?
First through the door. Or there's always the one that wants to be in front of the camera the first.
Well, definitely front of the camera. I know that one. But I don't know if I would ever.
I mean, it's not enough to annoy me or anything like that. But it's like there's always that one person. Like I filmed with girls in the past that are just like, they literally are like, where's my good side?
Yeah. See, I don't care about sides. Do you care about sides?
No, I don't even know why. Same side. My face looks the same. This one. This side. Me too. This side.
I just have two good sides. So I don't care.
Yeah. We have two bitching sides. So it doesn't really matter.
So I don't really give a crap. I do know people on our cast that I feel like always have to sit by you though.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not talk about that. Yeah, I mean, people have their little things, like they have to sit next to a certain person or they have to walk in a door at a certain time or be.
I don't understand the walking in the door. You've said that multiple times. What is that?
Because literally, if you walk in the door first, everybody's behind you and you're the first, you're the hero shot walking in.
So, okay. And then everybody else is just smashed behind you so you can't see them.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I see. I didn't even know that. I've been on the show for 6 years and I didn't even know that was the thing.
Pay attention. Yeah. So then they go to dinner and Sonia tells the story of her first date with her ex-husband. While she's talking, Luann falls off of her chair. Sounds very Vicky-ish. Dorinda gets up from the table and tells Ramona that it is painful and frustrating when Sonia talks. So evidently Sonia exaggerates stories, doesn't necessarily tell the same story the same way. And the girls just let her be. Next thing you know, Sonia falls out of her chair. Do you feel like Sonia has a problem like just telling the truth or is she? Sometimes I feel like Sonia's acting.
Yeah, I think so.
Like
I mean,
a character.
But she's definitely like a character. I think that they give her a pass though, because I don't think that she's malicious.
She's not malicious. And that's what I like about her the most.
She's just a ding dong.
She's funny as shit too. Yeah. And doesn't care. Like, I don't think if I knew I was filming, I'm not going to be taking a shit with the door open.
Yeah. But
she does not care. And she doesn't wear underwear and she's always naked. And
right. And she's always like lifting up her legs. So everybody can see her vagina.
I know. But sometimes I feel like it's a little bit of an act. You know how Shannon has her act, the shaking.
Oh, yes. I know the Shannon act.
Well. Like sometimes when you do that act, that shtick over and over again, it's like, come on, move on.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that Sonia, she doesn't really get in any of the conversations. Like she's not arguing with anybody. She's not calling anybody out. She just does her own thing. Like she has her own little sideshow.
Yeah. She's got her own little pony show there. But when she first joined the show, she was one of the originals. She was a totally different person. She was almost like a Heather Dubrow. She was just very classy, very fancy and elegant. And now she's like a wacky loony person.
She is. She's a
wackadoo.
So with
the real Sonia, please stand up.
Wackadoo.
But Ramona and Dorinda say her story is as fake as her family crest. And that's it. That's all we have for the Ultimate Girls Trip Legacy. There's only one more episode. I'm wondering if they're going to make this a yearly thing.
Or not.
I don't know. We're going to have to stay tuned. But you guys, I'm going to tell you again, we're going to be in San Francisco January 25th. If you haven't bought your tickets, we'd love to see you. We can take
and I won't be sick
together, and Emily won't be sick. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VENA CBD.com.